aren't you just a scared little morsel? Ready for me to play with? Lucky for you, I don't often play with my food, so I'll keep this quick. Unless you want to put up a fight, that is. You don't want me to eat you? Well, that's no fun. Why would you not want to be eaten? I'm sure it wouldn't be that bad a way to go, and if I do it quickly, you might not even feel any pain. Okay, fine. Ugh, stop crying. It makes you look less delicious. Alright, human. If you can give me one good reason not to eat you, I might just spare your life. You could be useful. How so? Hush, calm down and use your voice. Groveling like that won't do you any good here. You're in my realm now, sweetie. Well, no one will find you here. My sanctum is not easy to find even once you're in here, let alone for newcomers to find me. I'm shocked you made it this far, really. So, how useful are you? An interesting proposition. So I don't eat you, and you'll do my bidding. Well, now that's not a bad idea. But I'd need to make some changes first. See, what I really would need to do first is ensnare your mind to the point where you can't think of anything else. Lovely. I could really use a human toy to play with, and, well, you will be so good for me. I can tell. It's simple, really. I seduce you. After all, you do have a thing for snake ladies, don't you? That blush. Did I uncover some secret of yours? Have you been hiding it? Well, you won't be able to hide from me soon enough. I can uncover all your secrets, quirks, little habits, and remove any I don't like. Really, mold you into the perfect toy with my powers. You haven't heard the lore around Lamias? Interesting. You know, we have this power of seduction. Some call it hypnotic. It's more of a mixture of pheromones and a well-placed word. Oh, and these hypnotic eyes. If you stare hard enough, you might even make out the spirals. That's right. You know, eye contact can be so intimate. I hope you don't fall for me too quickly. Although knowing you humans, I bet you just won't be able to stop yourself soon enough. Through your sobs earlier, I noticed you staring at my form. You liked what you saw. I knew it. And very quickly, you'll find yourself helplessly head over heels for me. So, let's quiet you down. I like it when I take a human and empty their head. Distract them with my pretty spiraling eyes. They're so nice to stare at, get lost in. They're also good tools. Tools that bring our minds closer together. Let me inside your head so I can change it, darling. I'll be so gentle. You can trust me. Darling, don't fret anymore. I'm gonna take good care of you as you sink down deep into my spell, as you stare You can feel my powers take hold, relaxing your body and mind, making you more docile, calm, soothed by the second. It's so nice to feel my hypnotic skills enveloping your mind, washing over you and taking you down. Oh, honey, you look so sleepy. Why don't I hold you? Yes, that's right. I think it's getting harder to face me like this. I'd better coil myself around you. There. I'll start at your feet and work my way up your body. My smooth skin slithering against you. The gentle pressure feeling so safe and secure. It's not too tight, just tight enough for you to feel held. I'll keep you here, facing right where you need to, so you can't look away. I don't want you getting distracted now, dear. There. Do you like my coils being up to your waist? I bet you do. Although I'm gonna take it further. All the way up to your neck. It's almost like you're being consumed by me, by my coils. You know, this is so gentle. Maybe too gentle. I bet you'd want me to squeeze a little harder. Make you feel it. Like a nice, tight embrace. A firm hug. Like this. Oh, please, darling. Even if you thought about struggling now, it's too late. I'm too strong for you. Resistance at this point is futile. You can wiggle, but you are smothered by me. Lost in my eyes, my tail holding you. My skin so cool to the touch as it feels so smooth on yours like that. See, I know at first you were scared of me, but I promise my pet I'm not that bad after a while, and you, well, you are enjoying yourself. I just know it. I know you feel so intoxicated by my mere presence and excited to be coiled up with my tail. Since so many come here and are consumed, you are so special indeed to get this kind of treatment. Doesn't that make you feel good? Knowing that I could have done so much worse to you. And yet I chose mercy. You should be ever so grateful to me for that. Are you thankful, my pet? Are you? Because you should be. So keep staring. Let my swirling eyes mesmerize you even further now. Trust in me. Your sleepy mind doesn't need to think, doesn't need to do anything right now than just give in, let go, and drift into sleepy submission to me. Your snake goddess. Your demise is such a sweet one. Trapped here in my grasp, my tail completely coiled around you, squeezing you just right. Your eyes are so heavy, staring into mine as the spirals consume you, giving you your mind feelings of drowsy submission, almost drunk on my powers as they overwhelm you. You know you wanted this all along, and knew you'd find yourself here in my grasp. Honey, you know, from the moment I saw you walk in here, I'd predicted you would be mine, and well. You know, I always get what I want. Now, my little human pet. Yes, darling, that's what you are. I know you're confused and so very sleepy, but catch up, why don't you? You are my pet. Mine, completely. Your body is so sleepy and relaxed. Your mind is so lost in my swirling, spiraling eyes. Your being is so completely taken over by my power that you lose all sense of everything else. Nothing else matters. Nothing remains but me. So sleep, my pet. Sleep deeply. Now.